Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have McGraw-Hill Federal Credit Union's CEO Sean Gilfeder on the show talking about their financial wellness center. So check it out. I've been chomping at the bit to tell this story for so long because it's such a great story. To kind of lay the foundation here, this particular branch in New York City was underwater because of Hurricane Sandy, correct?
Right, back in October of 2012. Our location here is right at the end of the island of Manhattan. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're right between the East River and the Hudson River. So when the storm surge came up about 15 feet, the back loading bay of the building, and we're in the concourse level, it was a big bathtub. So the six lower floors of the building were completely submerged, and our location was about 30 feet underwater. So
good grief.
It was quite an interesting scenario for us to live through, and never would I have dreamed or thought in my career of having that type of a challenge. And mm-hmm. The location that we're in at 55 Water Street has about 15,000 employees above our head. So it's the size of a small city.
Right.
And it is the largest square footage footprint from an office space perspective in lower Manhattan. Mm-hmm. So, there was a lot of business that we had here. And we really need to pay attention as to, you know, the what next as part of our evolution.
Right, right. And why we're talking today, because it is the transformation of a once aquarium, if you want to call it that, because of Hurricane Sandy, to now a very technologically savvy, forward-thinking financial wellness center. And it's just a fantastic, I mean, we see the monitor in the background and you have kiosks behind you, and it's a very cool setup you guys have going now.
Yeah, one of the organizing principles as we thought about coming back into this space was no paper. Sounds rather simple, but when you start to, you know, deconstruct, you know, how you do business and how paper touches, you know, every part of your world, from the member application, you know, side of the process to printing receipts, that whole aspect. But when 3 days after the storm, when I came, you know, back to the branch location, mm-hmm. There was literally a refrigerator straight through, that had floated up and was straight through our front wall of the office location. And so, you know, we looked at it and we just said, you know, from a recovery process, technology's advancing. You know, this is a real opportunity for us to take that situation mm-hmm. and transform the way that we do business. So, you know, leading with technology is another guiding principle. So, taking technology and producing the engagement, this space now represents an opportunity for us to create that immersive environment where we always had all these great tools. We were the 10th client on the Digital Insight platform back in the 90s.
Yep.
So we've always been evolving with our membership base, and our membership base is technology driven, and so there was a wide cross section of our members that have adopted technology as part of the engagement. So we really had to think hard about not only what was good for today, but really drive that forward and create an environment, as you see here, that people connect with that message of technology, convenience, engagement. That's really what we're driving towards.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's an amazing transformation. I mean, why did you guys create this? I mean, it was kind of it seems like an opportunity to start anew, basically. I mean, obviously, you probably had to gut the place and then just kind of start over and create this fantastic wellness center for folks who need financial assistance, who need guidance in investing, et cetera, et cetera.
It was really interesting for us because We all play that, as CEOs, we all play that tape over and over again in our heads. It's like, okay, if we had the opportunity to wipe that slate clean, Mother Nature provided us that opportunity. So, we were looking at it and saying, our goal is really to engage, grow our share wallet with our members, help them realize financial wellness as part of our mission as an organization.
Mm-hmm.
So we no longer call, another guiding principle is we no longer call this location a branch.
Mm-hmm.
We call it our financial wellness center.
Okay.
Because it is an immersive environment. You know, as you look around, that back wall used to have, a traditional teller counter with four windows.
Okay.
So it's rather interesting to see, members that have done business with us in the past walk into the location and they almost hit this invisible force field where they, where they're looking at the space and they say, am I in the right location? Is this where, you know, I used to do business?
Yeah.
And that's such a great opportunity for us to really embrace them and, you know, bring forward the message of financial wellness and engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things that, you know, credit union CEOs today are, you know, really challenged with is, with the commoditized marketplace of loans and deposits and savings, it's really about, you know, how well you can execute and engage with your member population.
Yep.
And what we saw was that, you know, there was just a wide breadth of mobile and opportunities for us to build out a platform with our members. We recognize that we need to build an environment here that helps people build that roadmap and achieve financial wellness as part of our mission going forward. So it's also allowing us to develop our brand and also change the way that we engage. You know, all the staff here, you know, they drive with tablets. You know, they're not, you know, putting paper forms in front of folks. Scheduling appointments. You could imagine in a 50-story building, the last thing people want to do on their lunch hour is jump on an elevator, come downstairs, and all of a sudden find, you know, 10 people online at, you know, at a teller counter.
Right.
So we promote, you know, the staff here, we promote their calendars. So, you know, folks can find out, you know, what their availability is, kind of put their ask out in front of us. We can manage that expectation, you know, well ahead of, you know, somebody coming down and walking through the front door.
Right.
So, you know, there's little changes that we've made along the way that really, you know, will promote a change in the environment for us and the way that we, you know, engage our members as we go forward.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are kind of answering the branch is now a retail location trend as opposed to where you just kind of make your deposits, withdrawals, and leave. Now it's more, kind of sounds like a consultative environment, if that's a word, where your member service representative consult your members and can guide them as well. And there's a lot of self-serve devices there for them to use.
Yeah, Mike, I'm going to try this. I'm just going to move the camera real quick.
Yeah.
But if you see over my shoulder here, that is one of our kiosks that we have. And the kiosk is really to help people understand you know, how we're engaging as an organization. So what it allows us to do is, you know, build a financial wellness roadmap for them. You know, Stanford University did a study back in 2008 that created an environment where, you know, folks can, when they visualize their future and they see that avatar,
mm-hmm.
you know, building that avatar and that opportunity, you know, quite honestly is what we want people to experience. So we use the kiosk where they literally use their finger, they drop and drag, and they build a picture of their roadmap for the future. And when we talk about financial wellness and life cycle planning, what we're really looking at is that, you know, loans, deposits, savings, it's all an outcome of that environment.
Of course, yeah.
In the kiosk, you know, as adults, 75% of our learning is visual.
Mm-hmm.
So the kiosks allow us to do that. You know, our second iteration of the kiosk environment is to place that within our SEG affiliates. So within the employer-based space, we're looking to, you know, drive that type of engagement as well.
Nice. Oh, my gosh. So how do you see this benefiting your credit union and then ultimately your members? I mean, it's got to be just a great, I mean, it's got to be a great branding message as well as the service aspect.
Yeah, it is, and it's a true differentiator for us. That is, you know, as we're looking at, you know, how to build relationships with not only our members but also within the vertical of the employer-based spaces mm-hmm. that we service. So, when we're looking at the workplace environment, what we're really looking at is, you know, how do we promote financial wellness in a B2B strategy
mm-hmm.
to help people identify with us as an organization, not just as a retail banking service provider, but someone who's looking more holistically at financial wellness and improving the financial wellness opportunities with the employee population.
Yeah, so you're kind of a primary financial resource in the area, if you will.
Absolutely. Yeah. And We see this as the next evolution, taking that not one step forward, but wiping the slate clean, taking two steps forward, and really positioning ourselves so that we can be a benefit not only to the employer, but then also the employer is able to engage the employee population. And we're seeing that more and more, especially, operating here in the shadows of the large money center institutions and the world's financial center.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do something different.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And, this is, our first foray into not only creating a different engagement and different environment here, but also creating a different brand message for us as an organization.
Yeah, that's very cool. Just a fantastic story. What do you think other credit unions can learn from you, what this transformation of this location can be? I'm sure there's other credit unions who are like, gosh, we've been through a natural disaster or a fire or a flood or something. How can we start anew as well? It's got to be kind of a nice little example of what other credit unions can do in a situation that happened like yours.
I think, creating some organizing principles as part of your thought process,
mm-hmm.
and then, getting your visionary leadership together and, coalescing around not only how do we service the membership today, but what the future really needs to look like so that the members can start to visualize and engage and understand, how convenience is promoted, how financial wellness is achieved,
mm-hmm.
and getting buy-in from, your board of directors, I think, is an important aspect, too. They saw all this on paper, and we restricted them, from coming down here until we were close to completion within the space. And then to see the expression of some of my board members, that have, been with the credit union for, 25, 30 years,
yeah.
and walk into this space and say, wow, this is the direction that we're headed. This is where we're going. This is the future. Making that visual connection, mm-hmm. and then also allowing folks to come in and just play with the technology.
Yeah,
it's just a great opportunity. So it doesn't have to be done in a big way. This space is 1,700 square feet. It's built for efficiency. It's driven through technology, and we have some unique features that are unique to us as an organization. And my counsel to other organizations that are looking down this road is, embrace the change. Don't be afraid of how technology can, transform your business.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly this, we're living in the digital age, and there are disruptors out there around every corner.
Oh, yeah.
And the challenge for all of us is to, think differently about how we deliver our message, how we deliver services to our membership.
Yeah, I think as you well know, I think one of the biggest words in the credit union industry right now is relevancy. And this is something that credit unions can do to remain, there are other things, but this is one of the things that credit unions can do to remain relevant and even stay ahead of the curve here with a physical location.
And it's, we've learned a lot over the last, I would say 120 days. It was rather interesting having the team down here and what we thought in the first 30 days and how people would react. And it was definitely a learning process, for all of us. And,
yeah.
Not only the membership, but also, for the staff. And I think, part of that is the members, feel that experience. And when they start to say, I don't have to come in there anymore. And we say to them, well, when you do come in, we want to make sure that it's purposeful and that it's you have a reason and that we spend quality time with you and that's a shift in thinking. You'll have traditional tellers that just say, hey, it's not for me, or members that say, hey, I still want to talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one of our greatest moments, Mike, because we say, well, when you're expressing it, you are talking to me. So
yeah.
It's a great opportunity for us to engage and say, yeah, we're still here. It's just, how we want to engage going forward is to, maximize your time and provide you with the greatest benefit to improve your financial health and wellness.
Indeed. Well, it's a very inspiring story, Sean. I mean, you guys have done a tremendous job. Even on our in our test call we did prior to the program, when we first got on Skype, I looked at the brand, whoa, this is really cool. So, I mean, even from a Skype call, I mean, I can kind of get a feeling of how cool your financial wellness center is. It's a very cool and very forward-thinking area. So just, again, kudos to the, all the hard work everyone's done and the perseverance. I could imagine what you guys went through during that time, and it looks great.
In New York City is no fun.
No, I'm in San Diego, so I cannot relate at all. So,
but we've had folks walk in here from Oregon, California. You know, we're part of the Share Branch network, so you know our equipment's fully enabled. And it's interesting. We've also had, you know, credit union leaders from, you know, California, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, you know, all come in and just kind of experience the space. So it's been a fun journey for us.
Good deal. Well, the journey continues, sir. I appreciate the time, Sean. Well done. And again, what a great inspirational story, not only for New York City, but for credit unions in general. Just a great story. Again, I was just chomping at the bit to get this. I wanted to get this one done because it's such a great story for everyone to see.